Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. Husband and wife are established on opposite sides of the library table, playing a sluggish and dispirited game of rummy. Vic is saying...
Decided what you're going to discard?
Huh? No, I was thinking about something else.
Something else?
Miss Apparat made kind of a halfway funny remark this afternoon. I was wondering if she meant it for a slam.
If I've been sitting here all this time waiting for you to play and your mind isn't even on the game...
Oh, goodness. A person would think rummy was something important.
Well, no, but Thunder, I could be reading the newspaper or engaging in some other pursuit.
All right. Keep your shirt on. Here's the King of Spades.
You're discarding it?
Yeah.
But you've been saving kings, haven't you?
That's my beeswax. You got no right to ask the other fellow what he's saving.
Well, I saw you pick up three kings from the pile. Now you're throwing one away. How do you ever expect to win if you throw away your spread? My gosh, you might...
Willie. Hi.
Hi.
I'm not going to play with you if you holler at me. Takes all the fun out of the game.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Well, if silly little cards upset you that easy, maybe you ought to go down to the doctor's office.
Will you people sign a document for me? Only take you half a second.
What's the document?
I just had another run-in with Heine Call.
Yeah?
A big lug.
Russell, I've talked about this business just about as much as I want to. You've been told and told and told not to fuss with that boy. Why do you keep on?
Simply because...
Stay away from him if you can't get along. Were you over at his house just now?
Yes.
Well, there you are.
We didn't fight. We were in the presence of his parents. All we'd done was argue.
I don't want to hear about it. All I'm saying is you've been warned and warned, and you've just about...
Listen, Mom. Heine Call made the cold-blooded assertion I never owned 60 pairs of pants in the entire course of my career.
I don't want to hear about it. Who's holding up the rummy game now?
I played. I picked up that king you discarded.
My turn, huh?
Yeah.
It won't take your people 9 seconds to sign this document.
What's the nature of the document?
It announces I have owned 60 pairs of pants during my career.
You've owned 60 pair of pants all at one time?
No, I own 60 pairs of pants altogether. In the course of my lifetime, if you added them all up, I've owned 60 pairs of pants.
You want your mother and myself to testify to that?
Yeah.
I don't see how I could honestly testify to that. I haven't kept track of
the number. Common sense tells you I've owned 60 pairs of pants. I'm 14 years old.
All right.
Discarding another king?
Mm-hmm.
But you're saving kings.
I expect I've got a right to play my own rummy. Go ahead, it's your turn.
Okay.
Mom, I leave it to you. Have I or have I not owned at least 60 pairs of pants since I started wearing pants?
What's this now?
Heine Call, in the presence of his parents, made the cold-blooded statement I never owned anywhere near 60 pairs of pants. I told him I'd get my father and mother to sign a document saying I had.
Shoot, Sadie.
Just a second. Russell, you're not starting to drag us in on your fights with Heine, are you?
No.
Sounds like it.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Sadie, honey, I've played a card and I'm waiting patiently for you.
No, I
want to
hear this. You were over in Call's living room?
Yes. Heine and myself were sitting on the Davenport looking at airplane pictures. Heine switched the conversation around to pants. He says, I got 60 pairs of pants buried underground at my grandmother's house in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I said, yes, I heard about that. You believe it, don't you, he says. I guess so, I says. Mother, he says, haven't I got 60 pairs of pants in La Crosse, Wisconsin? Got quite a few, all right, he says. Then Heine got to sneering. How many pairs of pants have you got, he says. I don't know, I says. Haven't got 60, have you, he says. I don't know, I says. Let's look at some more airplane pictures. I bet you haven't had 60 pairs of pants altogether, he says. I bet you haven't had 60 pairs of pants if you added them all up from the day you were born to this minute.
Now, ain't that foolish when you come right down to it?
Well, I agree it's foolish, but at the
great
same time, I'm not...
just boys in high school. Did you play?
No.
Well?
It's your turn.
Is it?
Has been for 20 minutes.
Remember, mister, what I said about yelling at a person? Hello, silly cards, ain't that important?
My wife is mean to me.
Will you discuss this topic, Gov?
Sure. Got plenty of time. My opponent here won't discard for half an hour.
I have had 60 pairs of pants.
Who kept books on them?
Well, common sense will show you that I've had that many.
Well?
Oh, that Mr. What's-his-name my mother used to talk about that lived in Dixon must have had hundreds of pants.
You've discarded, I presume.
No. What was that fellow's name there in Dixon had so many pants my mother used to tell about?
Upscotch.
Marriott, Harriet, Lariat, something like that. Rotten rich.
Discarding a king?
I haven't discarded anything yet. Collies, but we're in a big hurry. Can't even talk.
No, but when people sit down for a sociable game of rummy...
Yeah, when people sit down for a sociable game of rummy. It's you, all right. Sociable as my shoe. Russell, this Dixon fella, wore different pants every day of his life.
Mm.
Put on new ones every morning and threw yesterday's ones in the trash bucket every night.
Mm.
Of course, they wasn't expensive pants. Some kind of imitation seersucker material. And very inflammable. On a real hot, sunny day, he'd be just as apt as not to burst into flames.
Who's this halfwit?
You remember my mother telling about him? Garriott, maybe his name was.
Mm.
Did I play?
No.
You refused to sign my document, Gov?
Well, I certainly refuse to append my signature to any instrument the validity of which I
question. Well, common sense will tell you I've owned 60 pairs of pants.
Look, chum, you're 14 years old.
Okay.
Now, let's suppose you've purchased 4 suits of clothes every year since you were born. 4 times 14 is 56.
Well?
You'd still be short of your 60. And I don't think I've been so extravagant that I've purchased 4 suits a year for any son of mine. In fact, I
don't... I don't mean just suit pants, Gov.
Don't you?
No, I... Heck,
she did mean it for a slam. I know she meant it for a slam.
You played a card?
No, talking about Miss Apparat and her remark this afternoon. Here's what she said. She said, off-the-face hats might suit some short people. She was referring to Ruthie.
Yeah?
I'll bet 25 cents she was referring to Ruthie. It was the way she said it, see. She didn't just toss it off. Looked me right in the eye. Off-the-face hats, she says, might suit some short people. And she meant Ruthie Stembottom as sure as you're standing on your head. Of course, she realizes any slam at Ruthie is a slam at me.
Mm.
Sure as I'm 10 feet high, she meant Ruthie.
Decided what you're going to discard?
I'll tell you when I've decided what I'm going to discard.
Mm.
No, Gov, I don't mean just suit pants. I'm including all kinds of pants. Corduroy pants, for instance. I've been wearing corduroy pants every winter to school ever since I started to school. I've had 20 pairs of corduroy pants if I've had a dime. And wash pants. My mom buys me half a dozen pairs of wash pants at a time. And khaki pants, football pants, gymnasium pants, and overall pants. Why, as far as that goes, most of my suits have had 2 pairs of pants. Let's say I've had at least 1 new suit a year since the time I was 5 years old. All right, that's 9 years. 2 times 9 is 18. There's 18 right there. To go still further.
Steady played.
Can't seem to get any darn spread.
Steady played it last.
Your turn.
Mom, I was just telling Doc.
Remember your first pair of pants?
No.
First regular pair of pants, I mean.
Uh-oh.
Aunt Bess and I, Uncle Walter give them to you. Was a little velvet suit with a sailor collar and shiny buttons with anchors on them. Awful cute. I think we've got a picture of you in that little velvet suit. Did have, anyway. What becomes of our nice pictures?
Burglars steal them. Okay, Dr. Sleets, shoot.
Oh, the darn game drags on forever. Wonder somebody don't win.
Well, somebody would win if you didn't keep changing your hand.
I'll play my hand, too. Watch your own rummies.
Mm.
Gov, don't you see how I've had lots more than 60 pairs of pants during the course of my lifetime? Don't you see
sure,
how...
Sure, sure. Where's your document?
You'll sign it?
With alacrity.
I'll go right over to the bookcase and draw it up.
Fine.
I'll say, we, the undersigned, solemnly swear that the bear has owned 60 pairs of pants during the course of his career.
Fine.
You remember that first little suit of Willie's?
Uh-uh.
Sure you do. Bess and Walter.
Mm.
Blue velvet with sailor collar and shiny buttons.
Mm.
Remember?
No. Hey, it's your place, Dave.
All right.
I believe all right is the name.
Fine.
Look more legal.
Fine.
Certainly fit tiny call this trip.
Fine.
She meant Ruthie Stembottom just as sure as I'm sitting in this chair.
Who?
Miss Apparat. Just as sure as I'm sitting in this chair, she meant Ruthie.
Haven't you played yet?
No, I haven't played yet. Goodness. Let's see what I got here. I believe I'll discard this king.